This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Eleanor Montanaro, ELEANOR MONTANARO, date of birth 01/02/1943, date of appointment February 21st, 2023, requesting physician William Furlano, WILLIAMFORLANO, dear Dr. Furlano. I have the pleasure of seeing Eleanor Montanaro today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 80-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who has difficulty speaking for 1.5 years. It started slowly and getting worse. Memory is good. She lives alone, cannot cook. Daughter brought the food for her. She writes the check to pay her bill, cannot take bath herself, do sponge bath. She locked the door at night, cannot drive. She does not have any weakness. Past medical history: hypertension, hyperlipidemia, vitamin D deficiency, hematuria. Past surgical history, stent placement in the legs, allergy, no known drug allergy, medications. Fluticasone, benzonatate, lovastatin, metoprolol, vitamin D, losartan, clopidogrel, aspirin. Social history: she's ex smoker. She does not drink alcohol. She is widowed, lives alone, have 3 children. Family history: mother deceased. Had coronary artery disease and speech problem. Father deceased, cancer of the throat. 2 sisters, 1 deceased with MI. Review of the system: I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. Without contrast. Musculoskeletal system, I found that she is having difficulty in speaking and difficulty in walking and decreased hearing. Physical examination: blood pressure 200/90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bulge on present. Next supple: there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination: patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is a decrease on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination: strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decrease pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan: 80-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Yeah. number one primary progressive aphasia, number two aphasia, number three rule out stroke, number four bilateral hearing decrease, number five gait ataxia, number six peripheral sensory neuropathy. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order MRI of the brain and EMG of the lower extremities. Her history and examination is suggestive of primary progressive aphasia, but a stroke is also a possibility. Her balance problem is due to peripheral sensory neuropathy and gait ataxia. I would like to see her back in my office in about 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.